You're a little older and a lot wiser. The future is yours. Define aging on your own terms. Welcome to AARP Without Limits with your host, Mike Olander.
Hello and welcome. This is AARP Without Limits. WPTF Talk Radio, we are disrupting aging with the power of 50,000 watts. And our podcast, available anytime on demand at WPTF.com or through our Facebook, AARP North Carolina. I'm your host, Mike Olander of AARP North Carolina. And we've got yet another great program for you today, ladies and gentlemen. Brad Allen, President and Executive Director of North Carolina Senior Games, is with us to talk about Senior Games, what's going on right now, and what you need to know about the program. But first, ladies and gentlemen, as always, I'm joined here in the studio by our esteemed production engineer, Mr. Jason Kong. Jason, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, Mike. How about yourself?
Doing really well. Enjoying the final throes of summer, as it were. Been spending time, as you know, Jason, I recently had some trouble with my vehicle.
Yes.
It's been in the shop.
You've had a run of several inconveniences, let's say, with vehicles.
Yeah, I have. You know, them getting stolen, air suspension problem now with my Ram 1500. You know, the air suspension is a great, great thing in the Ram trucks, but man, they are complicated to fix, apparently, because I've been going a little while without my truck, and I've been having to deal with car rentals and Uber rides, Lyft rides, and so forth. And yeah, that's not been so fun. It's not been the cheapest thing in the world. But I wanted to share something with you about that, Jason, because, you know, like everything in life, there's always a, you know, an upside. There's always something to learn. And I've had an interesting tail end of the summer here with having to be doing a number of Lyft rides. I remember... You'd be familiar with the film Taxi Driver.
Yes.
There's a scene with a politician, the guy who's running for president, gets in the back of the cab, and he says something like, "You know, I've learned more about America by riding in cabs than any other, all the limousines in America." And that's kind of true, I think, when it comes to Lyft rides, especially here in the Triangle, Jason, because we've got so many people from other parts of the country who live here in North Carolina that when you order a Lyft or an Uber ride, there's a really, really good chance that the person who's driving your car is not from the area here, and they can tell you all about what their history is and what life is like living in other states or other cities. And I've had quite a range of folks recently, Jason. I've had folks who've, you know, like me, have been here about 10 years or so, have come from other states for opportunities. Others who just got here like in the last year or so and are still trying to figure out the lay of the land. And then, you know, occasionally you do get some people who've been here their whole life, and they'll, you know, as we're driving around, they'll tell you, "Oh yeah, this mall used to not be here. And I remember when that was a little dirt road," and on and on and all that type of stuff. All of it's fascinating. And I have to say, Jason, I've been keeping a bit of a tally of what are the most common topics that I've been getting from these Lyft drivers. And not too surprising, weather. By far, Jason. And we talk about the seasons and the weather here a little bit, of course. It's just one of those really simple small talk conversations, but it's something people deal with every day. The weather, and what do you think we're hearing about today, Jason? The heat wave, right? The heat wave, the final throes of summer, how we have been having such a hot summer, how we didn't have any winter at all. And what are the expectations for the next winter coming up? Sports is another big one. Which is not too surprising. Lately, as summer's been ending, football's been popping up a lot. I had a great conversation with a guy who grew up in Queens, New York, and has been living here in North Carolina for about 20 years or so. And we were talking about the differences between, you know, living up in the Northeast, what it meant when football season started versus down here, you know. And so up there, you got the tailgate parties, all that type of stuff. But, you know, you got the hooded sweatshirt on because it's getting a little cool. And, you know, it's definitely a different vibe than it is down here in North Carolina. And so that's been fun. Politics occasionally comes up, though, just like most people in the country, people are a little hesitant to get into politics because you don't want to have an argument with somebody in your car, or vice versa. For sure, for the people who are new to the North Carolina area, aside from the weather, they love to talk about where they've come from. And I love asking that question. You know, I pay attention to people's accents, and you can sense, you know, if you've the rare time where you've got somebody who is a true North Carolinian, you can hear it in their voice, and you can tell the difference. I can anyway between East and West, but you can really dial it down. Other times, you know, you hear people from the Midwest, and I like thinking, okay, is this guy Iowa? Boom, yes, today I actually happen to have a guy from Iowa, so that's been really interesting. And a reminder to me, folks, you learn so much by listening. You know, so many of us like to share our opinions. We get on social media. Hopefully, you don't fall prey to that, to your instincts with that. Because you don't learn from that so much, but you learn so much by listening. And people will tell you what's important to them if you just listen to them. And so, though this is a talk radio program and we like to gab on, Jason and I also like to, you know, inform my perspective on things by what I hear from people and what real people are saying, and people who are all around the country right now driving Lyft cars, many of them living check to check, truly have got a lot to say, even in their own way, whether they're from the area or whether they're a new transplant here. So shout out to all the Lyft and Uber drivers out there who are helping to keep us all informed. Now, that being said, Jason, I'm really excited to have on Brad Allen to the show today. North Carolina Senior Games is one of those institutions here in the state. And I say that because it's been around for a while, and it's something that people are so enthusiastic about, especially those people who participate in them. And right now, it's an exciting time for North Carolina Senior Games this time of the year. And to talk about that, there is nobody better than the president and executive director of North Carolina Senior Games, Brad Allen. Brad, welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Mike. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time. Our listeners often get to hear about new things going on in North Carolina and all across the country when it comes to aging and older adults, everything from technology to having your wishes fulfilled. But Senior Games has been around a while, and though our listeners may not be aware of it, even though it's been around a long time. So let's start right there, if we could, Brad, with some of the basics. What is Senior Games? How and why was it founded?
Great questions, Mike. So Senior Games has been around for a while. In fact, four decades. It was in the early 1980s that Margot Rayner, who was the health promotion specialist at the North Carolina Division of Aging, founded North Carolina Senior Games. It was born at the division and then became its own private nonprofit. But Senior Games is a health and wellness program for people 50 years of age and better. If you think about what we just saw in Paris, the foundation of Senior Games is the Olympics. But it's the Olympics for people 50 and better. So we have people who are 50 all the way up through their early 100s. I think that our most senior competitor recently was 106.
Wow.
So if you think of, it really is, it's a cool thing. So the components are both the Olympics, but other sports that are inclusive and accessible to people who are not elite level athletes. We also have a year-round walking program. We have a beautiful silver arts program where we have performing and heritage, visual and literary arts. And then if you really want to get down, we have an amazing cheerleader component at North Carolina Senior Games. So all of those things tie together to promote health and wellness for people across the state.
Well, that is such a wonderful overview. And I forgot about the cheerleader part, and I actually got a chance to see them last year putting on a show. They are quite good, very, very entertaining. and something that folks may not be thinking about when they hear about North Carolina Senior Games. Brad, we got a commercial break in a couple of minutes, but before we get to that, I wanted to just focus on a couple of things that you had said. You said Senior Games begins for people who are 50, and this year the oldest participant you have in North Carolina Senior Games is 106. What are the age groups? Because I know you guys have, you know, groupings of folks by age. What are they, and what distinguishes one from another in terms of the sports or the rules? Is there a difference?
So in sporting events, competitors are grouped by in 5-year age increments. So, for example, 50 to 54, 55 through 59, they're also divided by gender. So men and women compete in those 5-year increments, except when you get to the age of 100. So if you're 100, you have to compete against the person who's 106, just because there aren't that many people in your age category. So it's 5-year increments for sports. Silver arts are a little bit more open than that, because in many events, those are group activities. For example, in line dancing and drama and those kinds of things. But it's basically 5 years contingent upon gender. Yes.
Wow, that all seems to make a lot of sense. And are there any rules, like is there any different rules that apply or restrictions that apply to people who say who are in the 100 plus group versus somebody who's, you know, 50 to 55?
That just like in when you see the various golf events where there are separate tees, mm-hmm. They are at different lengths because of age restrictions sometimes. And that's true for some of our throwing and distance events. Running events, you run on your own. At the distance, there is no particular, you know, advantage. But throwing and hitting events, there are different starting points, I think it's fair to say.
Great. That's helpful to know. That's very interesting to see, because after 40 years, you guys have figured out how to do this pretty well in a way that makes sense. We've been speaking with Brad Allen of North Carolina Senior Games. After this commercial break, folks, we are going to get into it a bit more specifically, including what's going on right now with the program. This is AARP Without Limits. We'll be back after this break. And we are back. This is AARP Without Limits. Just a reminder, folks, that we always love to hear from you. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you have a suggestion or a recommendation for a future guest or topic, please send us an email, aarpwithoutlimits@aarp.org. We've been speaking today with Brad Allen. He's the president and executive director of North Carolina Senior Games. And prior to the break, we were talking to him about the program, but of the history and how it's structured and how it works. Brad, you know, in reading a bit about North Carolina Senior Games, of course, I also naturally stumbled across the National Senior Games, and folks might be a bit confused by the distinction. Can you please tell us what is the difference between the two?
So it's a really good question and a good point of clarity. So, first of all, we in North Carolina are very proud to say that our organization, North Carolina Senior Games, actually predates the founding of the National Senior Games. Wow. So it's not vice versa. We are not, you know, a child of the Nationals. We actually emerged first. But in the 80s, there was this whole health promotion movement that was literally called the Senior Games Movement across the country. And North Carolina and the Nationals sort of emerged in that early 80s time frame. So here's how it works. And if you think about the model of truly the Olympics or the NCAA basketball tournament or any other sporting event where you have to advance. So in North Carolina, we have 54 local senior games, and those individuals compete in their senior games. They qualify to come to state finals. And every 2 years, our competitors at the state level can qualify to go to the National Senior Games. Hmm. The National Senior Games is a nonprofit organization which operates out of Florida, but they host every 2 years National Senior Games in various cities across the country. So, for example, in 2024, North Carolina State Finals will qualify athletes to go to the National Senior Games in Des Moines, Iowa in 2025. So every 2 years there's a national event. And there are senior games programs in every state across the country. They're just sort of handled differently. We have local games and year-round activities. Other states might have sort of a one-time event where you can qualify folks. But that's the significant difference between North Carolina and the Nationals. We are all our partners to try to keep people healthy and active across the lifespan, though.
I see. So right now, as you mentioned, we're in the state finals period of North Carolina senior games. Can you just walk us through what does the finals look like? And I know there are medals that get given out similar to the Olympics. And can you explain that a little bit? And also how the states kind of rank each other? Is it similar to the Olympics where you've got, okay, a bronze medal goes to North Carolina for this event versus, you know, the gold going to someone from South Carolina? Can you just walk us through that a little bit?
I will. So as far as state finals is concerned, and actually today, when we're doing this recording, August the 29th, our first state finals event is taking place in archery. So the competitors from across the state will compete against one another, and they'll qualify for gold, silver, and bronze medals, first, second, and third, just like in the Olympics. So again, based upon those age categories and divided between men and women, those competitors will compete for those three medals. As we go forward with the remainder of state finals, sort of what we call the big week will begin on September the 16th, continue through the 22nd, where we'll have, you know, the track meet, the swim meet, all of the big ticket sort of Olympic style events. And again, individuals will be competing against one another for those medals, gold, silver, bronze. Then we'll also have a 3-on-3 basketball tournament, a bocce tournament, a cornhole tournament, a golf tournament, a softball tournament, and all those types of events up until about November. But as far as competing against other states, we do that at the national level. And then, of course, if, you know, three people are from three different states, one gets the gold, one gets the silver, one gets the bronze, and we don't compete so much state against state, but I promise you that our athletes do keep up with the tally. Typically, we would send somewhere between 300 and 500 people to the National Senior Games event, and then there is a running tally of how many medals are achieved by each state. So competition is certainly a part of any athletic event, no matter what age you may be.
Well, it's fascinating the way it's structured, actually. Can you walk us through the calendar? Because I know right now we're in the state finals, but senior games has been going on for a while this year. When does it start, you know, and then when does it conclude each year?
Absolutely. A great question. So local senior games, and again, there are 54 local senior games all across the 100 counties in the state of North Carolina. They are housed primarily at recreation centers or recreation departments. Some are at councils on aging or area agencies on aging. But the 54 local games begin in the month of February, where they have their individual sports and silver arts competitions and training sessions, and they run until June. So by around June the 15th, all of the local senior games have taken place across the state of North Carolina. Then people are practicing their activities to get ready for state finals, which take place in the fall. As I said, basically August, September through around early November. And then we'll repeat that same cycle again the following year, starting again with sort of train the trainer workshops in December and January, with competitions starting again in February. So it is not designed, senior games in North Carolina is not designed to be a one-time thing. It's designed to be the continuation or the taking up of new athletic and artistic events to promote health.
I love that, and that the fact that it's not just a one and done, but it's structured in a way that encourages people to continue it as a lifestyle. I know so many people find happiness in being goal-oriented as well as keeping healthy, and it's wonderful how North Carolina Senior Games helps provide that. Brad, in the last couple of minutes that we've got with you, I want to make sure that we touch on a couple of other pieces. You know, for those who are interested in North Carolina Senior Games, but they aren't interested in competing, but do want to get involved in some way, are there volunteer roles that they can serve in, and how do they find out about that?
So again, I really appreciate you asking this particular question. You know, this is our 40th state finals, and there are the most competitors we have ever had in our 40-year history. So right now, if someone wants to come out and see what North Carolina Senior Games is all about, they can visit our website, which is www.ncseniorgames.org, and you'll see a button that says Get Involved, and there is a link to a volunteer page, and literally any of the sports or artistic activities has the opportunity to volunteer. If you want to be a competitor or volunteer at the local level, though, there's also an interactive map on our website that will show you where all 54 local games are based in your county or in a county near you so that you can get involved. So either at the local level or at state finals, you can find out all the information you need by visiting that website.
Great, great information. And the other thing I wanted to make sure that I got to ask you about, Brad, as you mentioned, North Carolina Senior Games is a nonprofit. How is the organization funded, and how can people learn about how to support the games?
So we have a diverse a stream of funding for North Carolina Senior Games. We do receive some funds from the state of North Carolina, which is an awesome gift. We have corporate partners, we have individual donors, and then we have program fees. But 501c3, it can be a tax write-off. If anyone is interested in promoting healthy aging, you can donate to us also on that website, www.ncseniorgames.org.
Wonderful. Perfect. Well, Brad, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be with us to talk about this important program. And not only is it just, you know, it's fun and interesting. And again, you know, the timing of this, you know, us talking right after the Olympics, the Summer Olympics wrapped up is wonderful. But it's so, so important for folks who are listening who may be looking for that what's next. You know, we get all sorts of questions at the program, of course, through the work that AARP does with people who are looking to redefine their lives or looking to define aging on their own terms. Many of them will, you know, look back and say, you know, I've had this conversation many times where they look back at their high school or their college days and say, oh yeah, I was an athlete then. And oh yeah, I wish I could do that, you know, now, and say, actually, you can. you can do that. And, you know, North Carolina Senior Games provides that opportunity on a regular basis. And I celebrate what you guys do. And I think that more people need to know about it. And Brad, I hope that this year ends as well as it started. And I hope that you'll come back to the program to tell us more about it.
We absolutely will visit you anytime. You know, the image of two older people sitting on a porch on a rocking chair is accurate for senior games, but our members of our family are lacing up their running shoes, and the rocking chair is just a propulsion for them to get out and go be active. So let's all remember that just because we are aging doesn't mean that we have to do so in a negative way.
Wonderful, wonderful. And that's ncseniorgames.org. Brad Allen, Executive Director and President of North Carolina Senior Games, thanks so much for being with us today. That is a wrap, folks. I want to thank Brad Allen for being our guest. Thank you to Jason Kong for production. Thank you for listening. This has been AARP Without Limits. I'm Mike Olander with AARP North Carolina. We'll see you next time.